Here's a thought about overcoming my prejudice against rain. I think it was Mark Twain who said that everybody complains about the weather, but no one ever does anything about it. And as photographers, we're particularly sensitive to this because we work with weather all the time, if you're a landscape photographer, that is. Unless you shoot strictly in the studio, weather becomes a part of every photograph we make. And generally speaking, that's a good idea, because it helps inform and contextualize the subject that we're photographing. But not all kinds of weather are equally photogenic. And worse than that, not all kinds of weather that are photogenic to all of us. I mean, give me a nice cloudy day with big puffy clouds in the sky against a blue background, and I'm in photographic heaven. And probably most of you are too. Give me a day with fresh, new snow. Oh man, I can't wait to pull out my camera. Or fog. Yeah, let's go photographing. But rain? When I find it's raining outside, my inclination is never to pick up the camera and go photographing, but crawl back in bed and wait for it to all blow over. Maybe that's because I lived so many years in Oregon where it rains a lot. But I don't think so. I think it's just a personal weakness on my part. Because, you know, rain is actually pretty cool photographically. It makes the leaves all shiny and intensifies the colors. On those days when the clouds are overhead, I've often referred to it as God's own softbox. Those clouds, even if it's raining a little bit, create a lovely lower contrast image that's easier to work with photographically than the high contrast of noon on a hot summer day. I used to have the excuse that I didn't want to go out photographing in the rain because my cameras weren't waterproof, particularly my view camera days. That was a mess to try to keep your camera dry, to keep your lens dry. And of course, we were always worried about the water leaking into the innards of the camera and causing some sort of damage on our expensive equipment. But these days, hasn't that pretty much been resolved with rainproof, dustproofed, and freeze-proof cameras and lenses? There have been a couple of occasions when I've been caught out in the rain with my camera, and it's never suffered a bit. I try to keep it a little dry, but if it's a light rain or a mist or even a moderate rain, it appears as though the camera and the lenses can handle that easily without blinking an eye, so to speak. So maybe it has to do with me. Maybe I just don't like getting wet. But isn't that why they make Gore-Tex coats and rain pants and hooded jackets? As the old saying goes, there's no such thing as bad weather, there's only bad clothing. I guess the advice I need to give myself about this is really just a swift kick in the rear. Get out there. Get in the rain. See what's available out there to photograph that I haven't photographed before because I've had this prejudice against photographing in the rain, which is a little irrational and certainly shouldn't be a reason to not do photography on, what, 25 to 50% of the days in the calendar when there are rain. Who knows? Maybe there are some great photographic projects headed my way. If I could just overcome this prejudice about photographing in the rain and get out there and do the work.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.